The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Got a lot of things going on today. I've got a lot of stories to cover with you. Some really important ones that I want to share with you. It's Open Phone Friday, which means you can talk about anything you want to talk about at 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. But then also, you are continuing to call 888-988-5656. Just a few minutes ago, we had an anonymous caller, and they pledged another $200. An anonymous caller, they want to remain anonymous. That is just fine. Another $200, four more radios. We are now at 69 radios. $50 apiece. We are now at 69 radios because of your incredible generosity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are really moving in the right direction. We're getting closer to our goal. We are almost one halfway to our goal. We're getting close. And I'm just anticipating that God is going to do something spectacular today between now and 6 o'clock. It would seem impossible for us to go from about $3,500 to $7,800. That's our goal, $7,800. We're right at $3,500 right now. That is asking a lot. But I serve a big God, and I talk to incredible people every day. So thank you to those of you who have given. Thank you. Keep it up. Keep calling. 888-988-5656. Every $50 provides a wind-up radio for Africa. Don't need batteries, don't need electricity. All you need is a radio signal, and Transworld Radio has been broadcasting all over Africa. And these radios are being used by young Christians who desperately need teaching and discipleship, and the only source is Transworld Radio broadcasts. These radios are being used by pastors all over. Pastors who do not have access to a Bible school education. They don't have it. It's not available. But they can sit out in the bush with their village church and receive a Bible college level, in some cases, seminary education through the broadcasts of Transworld Radio. And many of your favorite Bible teachers are being translated into the language of the people. Transworld Radio gets letters all the time from people who love J. Vernon McGee. Now, J. Vernon McGee has been dead for a long time, and he spoke English. I believe that was Southern Arkansas English, if I remember correctly. But his broadcast has been translated into hundreds of languages. And there is something about J. Vernon McGee that even through translation into a foreign language resonates with people's hearts. So call, pray, 888-988-5656, 888-988-5656, or go online to the word Columbus.com. thewordcolumbus.com. Now, just real quickly, my caller before the break brought this up. Yesterday, Lee Zeldin, I believe Lee Zeldin is currently a senator, and he is running for the office of governor in New York. He is on a platform giving a campaign speech to a small crowd. If you've seen the video, it was not a large crowd at all. He's got a microphone in his hand, and he's speaking to the crowd. Suddenly, a man with a veteran's hat on rushes the stage, and in his right hand is a weapon. Now, some of you know what brass knuckles are. Well, this is kind of similar. I'm looking at the picture. It's kind of similar to brass knuckles, except it has two pointed, sharp blades, and you put your fingers through it, two fingers, and the purpose, obviously, is to hurt someone, to do cause damage, harm, injury. He rushes the stage and says, "You're done," and then attacks Lee Zeldin. Fortunately, he was wrestled to the ground. The weapon was taken from him. Law enforcement was called. He was arrested. Well, of course he was arrested. And he was released, are you ready for this, on his own recognizance less than 2 hours later. This is New York. Now, some would say, oh, that's a stretch. That wasn't an assassination attempt. Really? If he went for his neck and sliced his neck open with these two blades, yeah, it would be an assassination attempt. And why else would he have a weapon in his hand? The liberal left is saying, ah, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. But that man is free. He didn't even have to post bail. On his own recognizance, he attacked someone running for governor. Can you imagine if that was a Democrat? Yeah. All right. Hey, some good news. Let me give you some good news. Miami-Dade School Board. Now, Miami-Dade leans far to the left. This is a left-leaning school district. Miami-Dade School District approves some new textbooks on human sexuality. One for middle school, one for high school. They were approved by the school board. Parents found out. Graphic, pornographic content. Parents come to the school board meeting and speak out. About 40 parents show up, and all but two say, you're not going to put this in our schools. No, this is wrong. This is pornographic. This is objectionable. No, 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 no. Well, here's the good news. The school board reversed themselves in a 5-4 vote, and they took the new, well, they reversed their decision to adopt these as new human sexuality textbooks. Again, one for middle school, one for high school. The good news, parents spoke up. Parents spoke up, and the school board responded. Oh, teachers union is having a fit. Oh, yeah, yeah. The school board, or the teachers union, they're having a fit. But the good news is parents spoke up, parents got involved, and they had pornographic material that would have been in the school district as textbooks were removed. This is a movement across America, and God bless these parents. God bless them. And by the way, God bless all of you who have called 888-988-5656. I believe I'll have a new report to share with you when we come back from this break. We are now at 69 radios, $50 a piece. They're going to be sent to Africa. Wind up radios. They'll go anywhere. People are going to be saved. People are going to be discipled. Pastors are going to be taught because of your generosity. 888-988-5656.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it's kind of like the ebb and flow. It's the high tide. It's the low tide. We began the program today like gangbusters for Trans World Radio. Phone lines were red hot. And, they've kind of cool down. I think low tide has come, and I'm praying for high tide again. You've been very generous today. God bless you. Thank you. Right now, we are standing at $3,425, marching towards our goal of $7,800, providing radios for Africa through Trans World Radio. It's been a while since anyone has called. You can start it again. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. We're at $3,425. Wow, it'd be wonderful if we could get to $4,000 by the top of the hour. Could you take a part of that? It would be absolutely incredible if we could get, we're right now at $3,425. Let's pray together that we can hit $4,000 by the top of the hour. We can. Pray about it. Ask God if you should participate. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656. Or you can go online to thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Listen to this headline. There has been so much attention on the January 6th riots, and I have made my position on that abundantly clear. It was bad, shouldn't have happened. The people who harmed police officers, did damage to the Capitol building, should be prosecuted. Again, I have, and I know all of the positions and the sides, but there has been so much attention on that. And right wing, right wing, right wing, right wing, white nationalists, white supremacists, right wing, right wing, right wing. Do you ever hear the mainstream media talking about left-wing terrorists? Since Roe versus Wade has been overturned, there have been 76 documented attacks on churches and pregnancy centers. 76. Let me repeat that. Since Roe versus Wade has been overturned, there have been 76 attacks on churches and pregnancy centers, all of them from the left, left-wing terrorists. You hear the mainstream media talk about this at all? No, because it doesn't fit their agenda. And get this, talk about this. The Republicans, and folks, listen, you know that I am not a Republican loyalist at all. I got real problems often with the Republican Party. Look at the number of Republicans that voted to codify same-sex marriage. So don't call me some kind of Republican hack or Republican loyalist. However, Republicans in the House of Representatives put forth a resolution to simply condemn the violence that has targeted churches and pro-life pregnancy centers. Just a resolution saying this is bad, this is wrong, we condemn it. It's House Resolution 1233, proposed by U.S. Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana. Okay? A resolution. You know what? We condemn terrorist activity. We condemn violence. We condemn attacks on churches, pregnancy centers. House Resolution 1233. Democrats blocked it. What? Democrats blocked a simple resolution. We, the Congress of the United States of America, go on record. We do not condone violence and attacks. We condemn violence and attacks. You would think that this would have passed unanimously. No, Democrats actually blocked it. They blocked it. What does that tell you about how radical the left has become in America, and how complicit left-wing politicians are in this? They are so radically pro-abortion that they can't even bring themselves to condemning violence and attacks on people they disagree with. That's where we are in America today. All right. I'm coming up on a break. Would you call 888-988-5656? I don't know. I haven't checked the call center for a few minutes. We were at $3,425 just a few minutes ago. And I'm praying that we can reach $4,000 by the time I come back from this top of the hour break. Can you give 50 and provide one radio? 100, provide two? 200, provide four? Maybe somebody could pledge $600. 888-988-5656.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.